time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Do we have any calls or comments or anything I need to be aware of?
Yes, there are hemorrhoids and, internal bleeding. What you know that is good for that?
Well, a hemorrhoid, as an example, is a varicose vein of the rectal vein. So one of the things that you do is there's an herb called horse chestnut and the mineral silica and vitamin C and bioflavonoids. Those all help build connective tissue of the veins and arteries. So you would use that information, magnesium, vitamin C, silica, anything you do to build the veins, that's what's going to help. And of course, with hemorrhoids, don't get constipated. Again, that can be part of that stress response, which I'm talking about. Again, you can utilize those nutrients. Nature Sunshine makes a real good combination called Varigon, which is for varicose veins. But there's not a lot in natural medicine that stops hemorrhoids. So it just depends how bad they are, whether you need to get them actually taken care of. But the main thing is don't get constipated. So what's next?
It says here, I read about Ensure that it isn't good, and I think it's only sugar and milk. My mom loves it. What is your opinion?
Well, it does taste good. It tastes like a malt. You can get different flavors, chocolate and vanilla and strawberry. But what you want to do on any of these drinks is read the ingredient list. And when you start to, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember, you know, you're going to look at where does the protein come. Most of those proteins come from casein, which is a milk protein. Casein, as an example, is 100 times higher in a cow than in mother's milk. Basically, a cow gains 1,000 pounds within 1 year. But look at the ingredient list. I've seen it say it's high in protein. But again, what you want to do is if you can't pronounce it, you know, how much sugars does it have, what kind of sugars. Again, there's probably some if you go to the health food store. I know we have here in town a Whole Foods and we have a Sprouts. You can probably find things that are very similar to Ensure to help supplement your calories. You can also make your own. You can get coconut milk and hemp milk and cashew milk and almond milk and these kinds of things. Make a mixture of that. Get a handful of walnuts or pecans, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. Whip those in a blender. And to supplement the nutritional value, you can put in a tablespoon of flax oil or avocado oil or coconut oil, maybe even a tablespoon of bee pollen. Again, just check to make sure you're not allergic to it. If you need a sweetener, you can put a couple teaspoons, even a tablespoon of raw maple syrup or raw honey. This way you're making your own drink like that, whipping it in a blender. There's even, she's talking, I see on there, Garden of Life meal replacements. And you can add, like I said, not just the nuts and seeds, but blueberries and raspberries. And, you know, you make your own drink. The pea proteins are some of the better proteins now. Even soy protein isolates, just depends. There's a lot of controversy on soy, whether it acts too much like estrogen. I think the soy actually is a lot of it is beneficial, especially if you have cancer, because it is an estriol estrogenic effect, not estrone or estradiol. There are other things that you can get instead of just Ensure. And pomegranate juice, there's no question. Pomegranate juice is one of the healthiest juices in the entire world. It's rated one of the highest fruits against cancer. And then there's some controversy. You can always add raw eggs. And if you got your organic omega-3 eggs, sometimes if you really needed to supplement that, there's some controversy that the raw omega-3 eggs, you can put against some of that. I like just adding good, healthy supplemental proteins. Anyway, you can get into good habits of making your own. So I think I answered that. Anything else?
Speaking of stress, I recently started alternative day fasting with good weight loss results. Although fasting has benefits like inducing fat burning and autophagy, I am concerned that the stress hormones released during fasting will have a negative health impact. Should I worry about this?
No, actually, fasting is one of the healthiest things you can do. They've done study after study. Fasting is one of the best ways to clean out the system, actually rebuild the immune system, reset the digestion. There is a new aspect of eating called intermittent fasting, where you eat certain hours of the day, let's say from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night, and then you don't eat again. You only eat during those hours, and then you're fasting, say, after 7 o'clock till 11, 12, or 1 the next afternoon. And that amount of fasting really gives your digestion a chance to digest all of the food, rest, and reset its digestion. So I would say not to worry on that. You don't produce a lot of the stress hormones when you're fasting like that. It does really help reset digestion and helps reset the immune system. It's quite beneficial. So I would say not worry about that. I think intermittent fasting is pretty good. You know, you don't want to be eating late at night anyway, so because that can affect you. You don't want to eat and then go to sleep. Okay, next.
Any suggestions for dealing with rosacea?
Well, rosacea, again, is having to do with like varicose veins, the little capillaries up in your face, around your nose. That's oftentimes more of a little infection in the little arteries in the veins. Now, what I do suggest for that is getting something like colloidal silver. The colloidal silver can be very beneficial, putting it on your face, getting rid of infection. Also, a little diluted hydrogen peroxide you can put on your face. Also, using essential oils on your face along your nose, they kill infection. And then taking those same nutrients that I talked about before that can really make a difference in building the veins and arteries. And that's, again, the minerals, magnesium and silica, vitamin C and the bioflavonoids. Those are going to be some of the most important things you can take to rebuild the arteries. Herb called horse chestnut has been used for hundreds of years to help repair varicose veins. So again, there's a combination called Varigon. But you want to go after the immune system and fix any kind of infection. Echinacea plus golden seal, that's a very good herb for that. Melaleuca, the essential oil, very good for any kind of infection. Oh, so Vince is on the line right now?
He is.
Oh, well, let's go ahead and take Vince, because there's some really good essential oils. And these two, Al and Vince, they're brothers. And they're our experts on essential oils. So let's go right to Vince. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing good.
Some of the oils that we're talking about, I know you're talking about rosacea. Lavender is probably one of the most calming oils for the skin. So when we're trying to help the skin, you know, just calm down, of course, that inflammation that happens, you know, at the face level with rosacea, we just need to calm it down. So lavender is our number one calming oil. Other oils that I think would be fabulous for, you know, helping the skin condition, frankincense, helichrysum, rosemary, sandalwood. Those are all other oils that are going to be great for, you know, skin conditions. And we always try to tell people, dilute your essential oils, because you are, we're working with delicate tissues around the face and eyes and nose especially. And so we want to make sure to dilute those oils so that we don't aggravate, you know, some of the skin conditions. And that's why, you know, yes, doTERRA sells the oils in their purest form. We want to, you know, make sure that, yeah, dilute it, you know, put a little bit of drops of coconut oil, some of the natural lotion that doTERRA carries. so that, you know, it helps it get into the skin just a little bit better. Another thing that I know that Dr. Hill has always taught is the GX Assist, and the little Candida cleanse is real important for circulatory and skin issues, because oftentimes those are yeast conditions.
It's everywhere, and keeping it under control is the whole idea. So, and there are some great yeast cleanses that both Nature Sunshine and doTERRA have. So, no question, it's good to do a cleanse every once in a while anyway.
And so if we're talking about the doTERRA cleanse, GX Assist, and I know I've talked about it before on the show, but GX Assist and then the probiotic after that is definitely the way to, you know, help cleanse the body. Food enzymes are very important to help us break down our foods better and absorb nutrition and, you know, detoxify the body. And that would be the Zendocrine blend. You know, great nutrition, prime longevity, the lifelong vitality pack. If we're talking Nature Sunshine, we're talking the super supplementals and fish oils. So all these different products that are going to, you know, help once again nourish the body, detoxify the body. That's what we're after, right?
Absolutely. And people forget that, you know, along with nourishing is cleansing out the body, making sure you have good bowel movements every day, high fiber, psyllium fiber, diatomaceous earth. One of the things about diatomaceous earth, it'll pull out chemicals out of the body. It'll also get rid of polyps and diverticuli, so it can help prepare the colon pretty well. Thank you so much, Vince. I really appreciate it. Feel free to call as you did this morning. Thank you. Always have good information
Absolutely.
For us.
Thanks, Vince, for all the support.
Have a great weekend.
We're going to go ahead and take our commercial break, and this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining. When I talk about these different herbs, whether it's milk thistle or echinacea, golden seal, if you're allergic to that herb, that's a different issue, because you can be allergic to anything. So it's really important that you have to test, you know. Even iodine, when I first give iodine, we only use one drop. We want to see if someone's allergic to it or not. Because an allergy, especially anaphylactic allergies, and you'll see right now some of the biggest allergies are peanut allergies. And the reason is a lot of these vaccines have peanut oil as a base in these vaccines. And everybody's being injected with peanut oil. And, you know, no wonder that the body is now reacting to peanuts, because it's in the vaccines. And again, there's always a reason for something going on like this. There's some facts about the vaccine industry that I think is still pretty dishonest, and the media really refuses to comment on it. You don't hear them talking about it, because the mainstream media is really largely funded by drug companies. And as an example, look at the advertisements. When we talk about the dairy industry as an example, you know, you won't see too many newspapers or anything on the news disparage the dairy industry, because the dairy industry is so powerful. The vaccine industry is so powerful. They'll go to that newspaper or they'll go to that television station and they'll tell them, if you disparage our product, we will pull every advertisement from your radio show, your television show, or from your newspapers, and will drive you out of business. Actually, if you're a newspaper or radio or television, and you know, you have to look at the bottom line and your pocketbook. So this is a lot of the reason that news is no longer news anymore. There were so many articles on the dairy industry, where you look at the dairy industry in the United States, where they feed so many antibiotics to the cows and so many of the udders in the cows have infections, and there's just mucus running through. I know that when I worked in Israel and we had a big dairy, and, you know, when you milked all the cows and it went into these big stainless steel vats, climb up the ladder, open up the top, and with these special pitchforks with the tines close together, you'd pull out big globs of mucus, and you'd pull out as many as you can, and then the rest you just left in there, because when the big trucks came and picked up the milk, they homogenized everything and you didn't know. But a lot of times people don't realize, and you're drinking liquid mucus. And, you know, it's just nasty when you think about it. People don't realize how nasty some of this stuff is. And the other thing, they load it up with sugar. So there's a lot of this that just doesn't get reported by the news industry. And whether they're dishonest or they're just refusing to report because of economic reason, I think that's a dishonest reason. At least put that in there and say we can't report on it because the dairy industry or the vaccine industry will drive us out of business. But anyway, there's these 10 facts that have to do with the industry. Fact number one is mercury is still used in many vaccines, and the CDC openly admits it. There's no safe level of mercury for injecting into any human being, let alone a human child. Not even trace levels. Now, they've taken mercury out of some of the children's vaccines, but not any of the other regular vaccines, and not out of the flu vaccines. So there's no evidence of safety for any kind of mercury at any dose whatsoever. And any doctor who says that the level of mercury in a vaccine is safe to inject into a child is only demonstrating their outrageous ignorance and lack of scientific facts. So mercury is probably one of the most neurotoxic elements on the entire table of elements, you know, the periodic table of elements. It's used in vaccines for the convenience of the vaccine manufacturer at the expense and safety of children and adults. So I think it's really malpractice for injecting children. There's also all kinds of other issues, you know, other chemicals. Fact number two is injecting any substance into the human body only makes it orders of magnitude more potentially toxic because it bypasses the protections of the digestive tract when you eat something from the digestive juices in your mouth or the digestive juices in the stomach, or it bypasses the respiratory system and the white blood cells that are there as part of the respiratory system. By injecting it right directly into the bloodstream at any dose, I think be globally condemned, because that's not how you introduce allergens or anything in the body direct. When you get a cut or a scrape, the first thing that happens is the white blood cells are there. But when you're injecting directly into the bloodstream, you bypass the entire immune system, so it gets assaulted very, very quickly. In medicine, the precept of medicine is first do no harm. Now, I think what it's become is poison children for profit. What happened to the do no harm? Fact number three, as an example, for decades, the polio vaccines injected into tens of millions of people actually contained a hidden cancer virus. It was called the SV40 simian monkey virus. And this was openly admitted to top Merck vaccine scientists way back. The CDC scrubbed its website of all of this information and purged this information. But up to 98 million Americans were exposed to this cancer virus because of the polio vaccine. This is historical fact. You can read about it. You can actually go to SV40foundation.org, which is one of the watchdog industries specifically for the polio vaccine or wherever this SV40 monkey virus comes from. And it's called the simian SV40 virus. Fact number four for virologists working for the Merck is they've blown the whistle and gone public with evidence that claims that the Merck company, the vaccine companies, routinely fabricated lab results to claim efficacy rate that was really non-existent, especially for mumps vaccine, and according to continue the government contracts. Number five is that for nearly every outbreak you hear about these days, the majority of the children affected by the outbreak have already been vaccinated against the virus. For example, outbreaks of whooping cough routinely involve children who have already been vaccinated against whooping cough. And there's more proof that these vaccines not only don't help, but they can really cause a depleted immune system. Fact number six is the claimed history of vaccine successes against polio and other diseases is really fabrication when you look at the history. This is discussed and exposed in great detail in some of the books that have been published, Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. A lot of these diseases were almost completely eradicated before the arrival of the vaccines. And why the decline? It was mostly due to the improvement in public hygiene, public sanitation, in understanding how to process water. Back in the late 40s and 50s, there were laws all across the United States. There were hardware stores available. They had laws about leach lines and water processing in every municipality. Good plumbing saves more lives than vaccines ever did. Number seven is the vaccine industry refuses to conduct real scientific tests on the health outcomes of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children. Why? Because those tests would no doubt show that unvaccinated children to be much healthier, smarter, and far better off than vaccinated children. And in terms of behavioral disorders, in terms of allergies and autoimmune disorders, unvaccinated children do much better than vaccinated children. And again, most of these diseases are not life-threatening. They were just things that the vaccine industry figured, oh, look, a new disease, a new vaccine. Now there's something like anywhere from 45 to 65 different vaccines by the time a child is 12 years old. That's just getting to be totally outrageous. And when you find out that the most heavily vaccinated kids are also the ones who are the most sick most of the time. Meanwhile, groups like, if you look at the Amish, they do not vaccinate their children, and they have zero rates of autism. Zero. And, of course, the government calls that just a coincidence. Fact number eight is the U.S. Supreme Court has already declared that the secret vaccine court is a higher power than the Supreme Court. The so-called vaccine court is granted extraordinary powers to operate utterly outside the Constitution or the Bill of Rights and completely outside the rules of due process and law. The vaccine court itself, which isn't even a court of law, is a violation of law and a violation of basic human rights, and I think should be abolished. Fact number nine is the mainstream media receives a significant portion of its revenues, advertising revenues, from the very same drug companies selling these vaccines. So this financial influence results in the media refusing to cover stories about vaccine-damaged children for fear of losing their advertising revenues. And fact number 10 is that the CDC openly admits that vaccines contain other additives which are known to be potent neurotoxic chemicals. And these additives include, like I said in the beginning, mercury. And aluminum is used as an inflammatory adjuvant to cause inflammation and to cause immune response. Then you have things like formaldehyde used to deactivate live viruses. And then you have things like MSG used to cause an immune system inflammation. Then you have peanut oil and you have human fetal cells. They're all part of these vaccines, and all of them are still listed on the CDC website as vaccine additives. There's no rational doctor or scientist in the world who can safely say that they believe injecting infants and children with all of these different chemicals are safe. Yet doctors continue to inject children with these substances every single day in the form of these vaccines. Right now, what we're seeing is it's corporately controlled science. Oftentimes, those types of sciences aren't real science at all because there's so much money behind it. Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Top 10 immune system killers of all time. Most health-conscious consumers know about, you know, all kinds of foods, herbs, supplements that boost the immune system, from vitamin D and vitamin C and taking vitamin B12 and using the spice turmeric and garlic and milk thistle and probiotic-rich foods like sauerkraut and kimchi, eating medicinal mushrooms. Eating healthy always promotes health. So when you stop eating garbage and junk food and you substitute that with healthy foods and vitamins, you're on the way to promoting health in your own body. But at the same time, there are immune system busters, and there are things that can wipe out an immune system in minutes. That's exactly what I think a lot of medical doctors, not all medical doctors, again, there's this whole new group of medical doctors called A for M. They're really looking more and more at natural medicine, even some oncologists, but they have to be very careful what they say so that they don't get sanctioned by their own medical boards. But when you look at Western foods and Western civilization, you're going to see that the foundation of that is chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. Whether it's in our farming and using chemical-based fertilizers where they take all of the nutrients out of the topsoil and they just put a compound called NPK, potassium and nitrogen, and, you know, just fertilizers. They put those in at the expense of all of the other nutrients, because there's all kinds of things that need to be in the topsoil. There's a compound called fulvic acid, which is really the most important ingredient in topsoil. And the United States has been losing topsoil by the tons all of the time. And now we have foods, petroleum-based foods, petroleum-based food colorings, synthetic flavorings, artificial sweeteners, bleached white foods, toxic loaded gluten foods that can stop you up for days, whether it's mucus in your nose and sinuses or constipation. Everything is microwavable now, and microwavable meals. You've got monosodium gluconate, MSG, and the list just goes on and on and on. So it seems like our entire Western whole genetic markup, or the Western medicine using genetically modified foods and adulterated, genetically mutated foods, sprayed with toxins, sprayed with insecticides, herbicides, pesticides that kill everything but the plant. What happens is we eat those plants full of those toxins, thanks to biotechnology firms that are screwing with Mother Nature. So most people just eat, drink, whatever. Then they rush to the MD for some painkillers or blood thinners or cholesterol-reducing medication, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and they get their flu shots and surgeries, and they hope to stave off the inevitable, which is ironically, a lot of it is preventable diseases and disorders, where there are certain things, there's 10 things for sure that have been what we call the killers of all time, or things that destroy the immune system. Number one is vaccines. You think you're creating immunity. You're actually destroying your immune system by injecting all of these foreign proteins of other animal bloods into your muscle tissues, which shocks your central nervous system, confuses your immune system entirely. So autoimmune diseases, they're becoming rampant more and more. As an example, peanut oil is in a lot of the vaccines and medications that are injected, and we now have peanuts that are almost life-threatening allergies that have increased dramatically in the last 30 years since all of these toxic drugs have been introduced into the bloodstream. So vaccines are number one, and a lot of people don't realize that in these vaccines are infected blood cells from cows and chickens and dogs and monkeys and, yes, and even human fetal abortions. So the CDC and your MDs all swear by your vaccines, but they are not all safe, especially influenza vaccines. You have to remember the vaccine industry has doled out about $4 billion for injuries through their secretive courts that features their own appointed judges. They have given out now at least $4 billion for personal injuries. Another ones are antibiotics. Now, antibiotics have served their purpose, but now they're given out like candy. Everybody goes to the doctor and they expect something. So even though you may have a viral infection, they're going to give you antibiotics. Antibiotics are now given by the ton in animal feeds, and it's changing the intestinal flora in the animals. It's wiping out the immunity of those animals, so they're given more and more antibiotics. Also, you have animals being raised in tight packs, you know, where there's one animal on top of another animal. So when one animal gets sick, they all get sick. So that's why they have to give antibiotics. It doesn't matter whether it's cows or pigs or lamb when they're in these unnatural pens. When you look at cows in the wild, they're not all close together and they eat the grass. So number three is chemical insecticides. And that's also, we would have to include number four, which are herbicides. And then we could say not just herbicides and insecticides, but fungicides and pesticides, all of those that kill organisms. Now, of course, we need some kinds of these things when you have organic food and organic soils. You'll find that these plants don't get sick, and they don't get the worms and parasites in them. But when you have devitalized soils, you get devitalized foods. Number five becomes prescription medication, which are also given out like candy. Statin drugs is just one class of prescription medication, and I think that's also malpractice to give those kinds of drugs. They cause muscle damage. One of the things you have to look at is, what is your heart made out of? It's made out of a muscle. So here you give statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and what those drugs do is they stop the production of mitochondria, which is the energy factory in the muscle fibers, and your heart has more mitochondria per cell than any other muscle because it has to continue to beat. So instead of giving vitamin E and selenium and CQ10 and essential fatty acids that can really promote heart health, no, they give statin drugs that lower cholesterol. So that's number five. Number six, all of these antibacterial hand sanitizers, soaps, detergents, toothpaste with fluorides in it, all of these chemical body washes. What you're doing is taking the good bacteria off your skin, changing bacteria inside your mouth, down your throat, throughout the stomach and the intestinal tract. And we now know that these bacteria are quite important. Number seven is heavy metal toxicity. Again, a lot of these heavy metals are in vaccines. And also, there's heavy metals a lot in the soils today, and that's taken up by the foods. And when you eat those foods, those heavy metals are going to affect the production of your white blood cells, your red blood cells. It's also in paint and in the environment. And so you have to be very careful with mercury and cadmium and lead and arsenic and all of these, even nickel. You'll find that often nickel is in a lot of your jewelry, and it'll cause someone's skin when you wear rings or necklaces to break out. So you have to be careful. Also, a lot of these metals are in tap water. They end up being in juices and all of the other foods. Number eight is fluoride, and no matter what the dentist tells you, fluoride dripped into most water municipal taps is sodium fluoride, which is also an insecticide. This fluoride is not good for your teeth, and every study in the world shows that the higher the fluoride in the water, the worse your immune system is. It also changes the gut bacteria in your gut, and it also lowers IQ. You have to be careful. It does cause brittle bones and cancer. Number nine is chemotherapy, and there's no other way to put it that chemotherapy does not actually wipe out your cancer. What it does is it wipes out your immune system, and the cancer cells that continue are now chemo-resistant. By the time you get a stage four cancer, there's very little life expectancy for anyone with a stage four cancer, except in natural medicine. Even with stage four cancer, you can reverse that by changing your diet, doing the things that we just mentioned, vitamin C drip, colonic therapy, ozone therapy, you know, herbal therapy, using medicinal mushrooms, all of these. They're all part of a natural protocols. Cancer has a dismal 97% failure rate on anybody, any with cancer, stage 3 or stage 4, almost. I mean, think of that, 97% failure rate. Yet they will continue to give you the chemotherapy. Then the last thing is genetically modified organisms. What they have done is bred these foods to contain the pesticide as part of the food. So this way they can spray more of the pesticide on the food, and when the animal eats that food, whether they're eating the pesticide sprayed on it or eating the food itself, their stomachs explode and they die. So when humans are eating a huge amount of these foods, and what happens, they're eating all of these GMO foods, and it's now everywhere. Genetically modified soy, corn, sugar beets, genetically modified everything. And when you eat that over a long period of time, what you end up with is bad stomachs. And when you look at some of the biggest diseases of today is acid reflux, ulcers, stomach gastritis, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis and all of these other things. So that's number 10. This is Eliezer Van Joseph. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.